Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ho, 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 and welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on our Christmas show this Christmas weekend. We have a lot of guests going to be joining us. My first friend is Lee Greenwood. We're going to be talking about Christmases in the Greenwood residence and also play some of Lee's great Christmas songs. Later on, the daughter of Dean Martin, our friend Dina Martin, will be here with a brand new Christmas CD that we're going to feature some great Christmas songs from. And later on in the hour, Sarah Tracy is going to tell us how to match different kinds of fruits and chocolates and cheeses with wine. Great holiday idea. Next hour, we have the Sedgy family. Yes, my whole family's coming on the show. My two sons and my wife, we're going to celebrate Christmas with all of you. And Mario Armstrong, who is a digital lifestyle expert. And that's all coming up now.
This is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify. All from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-461-2114. 800-461-2114. That's 800-461-2114. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know my name. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I had to stand up next to you, and it meant her till today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Gosh, I love that song. I could listen to that song all day long. I mean it. And I'm so proud that it was written and sung by one of my dear friends who I've known for almost 30 years. Joining us right now is Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Great to talk to you again.
You know, I meant what I said in the introduction. I just could listen to that song all the time. Even when you're in a foul mood after watching all the news on television, put that song on and it'll make you proud of America again. Because, boy, I tell you, some of the things we see on TV challenges that fact a little bit.
Yeah, I sometimes get a little bit disappointed in the approach that news has. And I understand about media and what they teach journalists, and that is you have to have both sides of the coin. You can't just be always good news. You got to support bad news.
Yeah.
And people cling to bad news because it's what gets your attention. You know, there's a wreck on the interstate. Oh, let me listen to that right away, you know.
Right.
And the Boy Scout troop brought goods to homeless. Okay, that's fine. I'll let that go. So you understand the philosophy of it, but at the same time, it gets so over and over and over and over about the nation having such problems. Let's talk about the good stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that analogy has been used. I'm very familiar with the fact that you just drive down the road, and if you see lights, sirens, action, people stop. You know, they just they want to look at the stuff.
Well, it does get your attention.
Yeah, it does. Well, let's talk about the positive things. First of all,
okay.
I saw you last Monday on Fox and Friends, and you did a sensational job, as you always do. You know how I feel about you. And you were singing to people that were becoming American citizens on Fox and Friends. That had to be a thrill, because they really feel the impact of what it means to be an American citizen.
You bet they do. That's not the first time I've done that.
I know.
The first time, I think, was 5 or 6 years ago, and we had many more. They had like 30 that they swore in as citizens at that one time. And Jenna Pumatello from Homeland Security was there, and right after the service, she said, "Can we use your song in the film for the immigration ceremony across America?" And I said, "I don't see why not." And so they went ahead and made a film. It's a beautiful film, and have my song in it. So when somebody is sworn in as a citizen, they hear the national anthem, the president's speech, whoever's currently the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
God bless the USA. They take the oath to the country, just like I did when I joined the NEA, the National Endowment of the Arts Council, or a military person. And then they surrender the flag of their old country and become an American. We did that with 12 people on Fox and Friends this last time, and I got to meet all 12 of them. And I had this brand new shirt printed up just for that event. It says "Proud to be an American" on the front, and every one of them was putting on the shirt just to say, "I want to know, have everybody know that I'm proud that I'm an American."
Wow, that is such a feeling, and to think that you precipitated that song, and you wrote it really very quickly, did you not?
Yeah, I didn't complete it within a week, but I wrote most of it until I got home and talked to my producer. You have to realize we were on the road 300 days a year, our first 3 years of touring, and it was very rigorous. Hardly time to get home and lay down a recording, not alone the pictures on the front of the album. Remember the big square album?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember
our
that.
Our kids now fall on vinyl.
Yeah, they're in the museum.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
No, you're
right. They're selling them at Barnes & Noble, and my 21-year-old, who's a Chancellor Scholar at TCU, an all-musical composition major, has discovered vinyl. And he even argued with me that instead of calling it a record player, he calls it a vinyl player.
Well, you know, it's funny because I just read yesterday online that it's outselling CDs now.
Yeah, because they're more costly.
Yeah.
CDs are not.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to produce the record, it's more, and then the jacket. They're actually, and I'll just kind of add this as a footnote, American Patriot I recorded after I left MCA over at Liberty, and MCA has since gobbled up Liberty Records, but they're reproducing the American Patriot CD, which contains the national anthem, "God Bless America," "America the Beautiful," "God Bless USA," "The Battle Hymn of the Republic," "This Land is Your Land," and a couple other American songs. They're reproducing it in vinyl with a red, white, and blue cover next year. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The reason we got rid of vinyl is because it doesn't last. You put a diamond needle on it, and right away you start to wear out the recording. So we went to CDs because it's a laser.
Right, right, sure. Well, you know, I can remember back in the days when I was a disc jockey doing remote broadcasts, and we used to bring the records out with us, and they put us in a showroom someplace with the sun beating down, and about a half hour after we got there, every record was warped.
Yeah, you know, so that's awful. It does that with heat.
Yeah, on the 30th to Hiawassee, Georgia at the Anderson Music Hall. Do you know that I live on Hiawassee Street?
Do you really?
Yeah. You've been to my house. Hiawassee, Georgia at the Anderson Music Hall. This is what I think is very, very nice. You know, you're Mr. America. I mean, you're part of the Apple Pie, Chevrolet, and the whole nine yards, okay? Now you have a company that is in association with Tour Sponsorship, which is a company that is also has the same philosophy, the same thoughts, same ethics that you had, the ABC Supply Company. This is a company that parallels your image as an all-American person.
I can truly tell you that. And that is, they are from Beloit, Wisconsin, self-made. They started from nothing, and they have over 1,000 distributors in the United States. They're in roofing, asphalt, and some windows. They're a distributor, not a manufacturer. And Diane Hendricks, who outright owns the company, is extremely benevolent. She has a great staff that has worked with her for over 25 years. And, I mean, when I align myself with someone, I will not diffuse my brand for any amount of money. But this company is Red, White, and Blue American. They use my song and have for 15 years to inspire the people that work for her company. And they want me to do several events for them for a year. And they give me a check that I can go ahead and pay for my bus and transportation. And I put their name on my bus. It says ABC Supply presents Lee Greenwood on tour. I'm proud of the association. And I absolutely love the company, ABC Supply. And you'll see my bus running into Hiawassee, Georgia with my whole band and crew and merchandise and everything. By the way, I love Christmas season. And our show is called A Tennessee Christmas.
Oh.
Now, I know T. Graham Brown will probably sing some of his country hits, and he's with us there. But I only sing one other song other than Christmas in my show.
Really? Now, when you do that, Lee, do you find that people want to hear all of these songs that you've recorded? I mean, let's face it, you would be there for 7 days if you had to do all of them. I mean, you have 22 studio albums, 7 compilation albums, and 7 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like Turns Me Inside Out, Dixie Road, Somebody's Gonna Love You. I mean, do they say, geez, can you throw more songs in? But you can't when you're doing a Christmas show because you'd be there for a month and a half.
Well, they don't dictate what I sing on stage, nor did they even ask me. I just tell them that this is the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
We're right after Thanksgiving, and I'm going to bring Christmas to your city. And it's called The Tennessee Christmas. We do that song in the show, which is written by Amy Grant.
Yeah.
And I just love the season. And I think to put people in the spirit of Christmas is what my agenda is. And that's why I don't do the country music. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just want to put people in the spirit of Christmas, and the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. So if I can get those people thinking on that term, then I've achieved my goal.
Wow, what a great philosophy, Lee. That is truly the meaning of Christmas, and I'm glad that you're bringing it all across the USA during this Christmas season. We're going to pause for a second, Lee. We're going to come right back with more with my special guest and friend over 30 years, Lee Greenwood, as we talk about Christmas.
We'd like to do for you a song that has been in my Christmas show for a number of years.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by your choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey ate the mistletoe. Try to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's the most reverent Christmas song ever written.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. My very special guest is my pal of many, many years, Lee Greenwood, talking about Christmas. And Lee, there's something about that season that really changes everybody's hearts. And, of course, doing God Bless the USA on top of that is unbelievable. But the songs that you sing, because my late brother couldn't listen to Christmas music, he also said he didn't like it. The only reason he didn't like it is because he got so sentimental about the memories it brought back, which is the reason why I like it, is for the memories it brings back. But it can be a very somber time, especially when you start thinking about when you're younger and your parents were with you and so on and so forth. But it is important to do those kind of things.
Well, there's nothing wrong with reverence. And I think if whether it's a sad memory or a happy memory, I think we just kind of all mold that together, and we just give them a message of happiness. So when people see our show, there are about 50-50 traditional Christmas songs and 50% that you've never heard. But if you have either one of my Christmas CDs, mm-hmm. And one is called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the other one is called Christmas to Christmas, both are available on my website, which is newly designed, LeeGreenwood.com. And you'll see those two albums, so you can buy those for Christmas as well. And we have all this new Christmas merchandise.
You know, that's a tough thing to do, and I give you a lot of credit, because when you go on the road, as we know, when you stay on one location like so many people did in Branson, you know, Bobby Vinton and the late Andy Williams and everybody else, they could produce a show. Doing what you do is exceedingly difficult, because you will have to recreate the stage and a new sound system and get used to the lighting and every night venue that you're in. So, you know, it's a very laborious and stressful situation. Now, Lee, with all of the pandemic and all of these issues that we're confronted with, what are your plans for this holiday season with you and your family?
Yes, I have my boys come home from TCU. He'll be home for Christmas.
Great.
The entire Christmas holiday, so he gets home right after that. And then Dalton will take a few days off, and we'll have our sons both here. We're spending Christmas at home this year.
Oh, that's great. I mentioned earlier some of the things that you have done over and above when it comes to music, and it is staggeringly. I could be here forever doing it. For example, being appointed to the National Endowment for the Arts in 2008 by President George W. Bush. He had to be confirmed by the United States Senate, of course, with that great book that has out now, Proud to be an American. Actually, that's been out for a couple of years, has it not? You gave me a very, very early edition of that, and I went out and bought two more for my grandchildren. Boy, is that a good book.
Thank you. And I've just been appointed as a trustee to the Kennedy Center by our current president.
Really? And honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society's National Patriot Award, which is unbelievable. You keep so busy when it comes to this. You give back so much, Lee. You really do. And that's the truth. I mean, you just give back a lot to the country that we love so much. Now, I don't know how many people know this,
But when Lee was on the show a little while back in the studio, he brought his sax with him, and a unique saxophone it is. You started off as a sax player, did you not?
I was piano first because my mother played piano and mandolin. And
oh, wow, really?
And we didn't have a tight family. I was raised by my grandparents. My father and mother were divorced when I was a year old, and my mother was our guardian, but she was in and out of two other marriages before she met the man that she would eventually stay with, who I loved dearly, Louis D'Antonoli, my stepfather. But there was a piano in the house, and I always learned, you know, to play the piano first, because I had to play by ear. I really didn't read music. And I think through the first year or two, when I was 9 or 10, my mother knew that I had looked at a saxophone and kind of liked it and brought me one. It actually was my uncle's instrument, who played it in nightclubs. And she said, you know, that he's not going to play anymore if you'd like to have this instrument. And I already played drums, and I played drums in the American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps. So just trying a variety of instruments. Well, when I found the saxophone, it was over. That was going to be my main instrument. And I didn't play piano for a couple, 3 years until I had to start ranging and writing in high school. So then I went back to piano as well. And when I left high school at the age of 16, I went straight to Nevada with my own band called the Apollos. That's a Greek god. I don't know why we named us that. And then opened at the Stardust Hotel, and I began writing and arranging for all shows in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And did so for the next 20 years.
At the Stardust, I didn't know that. Wow, that's great. All the women like singers and sax players, so boy, you got the two already covered there, don't you?
There's something romantic about that.
I don't know what it is. I played the trumpet. You know, nobody wants to go out with a trumpet player because their lips look like Mick Jagger, you know?
That's not true.
So that's the tough part. Obviously, we got a lot of people that are, you know, in homes right now that need all of the CDs and entertainment items that you supply the world with. Lee, I got to tell you, again, it's always nice to have you here. I treasure your friendship. Thank you for what you do for the military and for our country and for patriotism. I heard Claudia tell you before we went on the air that you have really recreated patriotism in this country, and believe it or not, we need it real bad, and you have filled a void that unfortunately is too big, but you're filling it up day by day with your patriotism.
Well, that's awful kind of you to say. I just love what I do, and I love the military. As you know, I have one charity that I support, Helping a Hero out of Houston,
right,
Texas, where we build homes for wounded warriors, and that is my mission.
I know. Lee, again, when you come to Florida again now and you get in Orlando, please let me know so we can get together, my friend, okay?
Hey, Ron, we'll do that.
Okay, good, and happy holiday to you, Kim, and the boys, all right?
From my family to everybody else, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lee. A class act, there's no doubt about it. Lee Greenwood, one of the best, I got to say. And as I mentioned before, his friendship is treasured in our family. And I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. Or you can also check out segisings.com, segisings. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. And I want to play a little Christmas music by our friend, Lee Greenwood.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Travelers have been running into more flight delays and cancellations on this Christmas Day. It's been going on since yesterday, actually. And FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today, over 5,900 scrubbed worldwide. No major U.S. airports are reporting operational issues, but thousands of flights were canceled on Christmas Eve, many because of workers calling in sick because they have COVID-19. Also, there have been some weather issues, especially in the West. Nashville quietly marking a one-year anniversary of the Christmas Day bombing that devastated part of its downtown area. It's when a man parked his RV on 2nd Avenue. A message played from a loudspeaker on the vehicle warning people of an explosion, and then it did happen. He was killed and several other people were injured. And this is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. When you take a voice like that and a beautiful, beautiful face and an equally beautiful personality, you have our next guest, and that is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and thank you so much for this CD. I love this. It's got all these great songs, but a lot of them, of course, were ones that were sung by your dad and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. I mean, you did a great job with this.
Thank you so much. We put our heart and soul and all of our money into it.
There you go. Heart and soul comes cheap. The money is expensive.
Yes, that's right. You know, it's to have these gorgeous arrangements and these incredible musicians, the big band and 40 strings and the cellos and harps. And I mean, it's truly Christmas time. And boy, did we have a lot of fun recording it.
What month did you record this in?
It was June. It was hot. It was so hot. And so we just cranked up the air conditioning. I got some garlands and put tinsel on the microphone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. So, well, you know what? It's all about feeling the Christmas, and we just really got into the spirit of it, and it was so much fun. Because Christmas is my favorite time of year, of course.
Of course. But, you know, it's funny because I don't think people realize that you record these things so far in advance. That's why I asked. I talked to someone, I don't know who it was, they said that they had a Christmas tree and they had presents and they had hot chocolate. And then they walked out and got in their convertible and was sweating like crazy because it was the middle of the summer. But Dina, for those people who may not know this, not only lives out in California, but in Branson, Missouri, and I missed you when I was out there a couple of weeks ago, but I so badly wanted to see you because we have been missing each other. I think one time you were in Orlando and I was in Branson.
I think that's true. Isn't that well, we're like ships passing in the night.
That's exactly.
But we will definitely get it together. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to didn't get to see you, but I usually every year I do something for the veterans.
Yeah.
And cuz I mean that's why we are all free here today. It's because of our vets. And I'm just so sorry that we didn't get to see you. And I had just done a show, I think, with Tony Orlando.
Yes.
For MDA,
and
I know he was going to be doing the show, but I was already pre-booked someplace else, and it's a heartbreaker for me. I wish there were a couple of me, and I could be everywhere.
I wish there was too. I'd take one. But we and I have chatted so many times in the past, but I didn't realize all of the things that you were doing. Let me just touch the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Aside from the fact that she made her debut on television a few years back on your dad's show, I'll just say it that way, okay?
Okay.
Professionally trained actress at Dartington College of Arts in the United Kingdom, was on stage with the English productions of Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Taste of Honey, and then in this country with the Star Spangled Girl, and of course her single Girl of the Month Club, and was on a Monkees episode, and then motion pictures with Young Billy Young, Strangers at Sunrise, A Voice in the Night, and a fitness company, the Dina Martin Total Body Workout, an author of Memories Are Made of This, her tour of Memories Are Made of This, and I also didn't realize, I guess as being told this, it kind of struck a chord that you're also on radio.
On radio, and you forgot to say I was a pilot.
I didn't know that you were a pilot.
You didn't know I was a pilot?
No, I didn't. What are you checked out in?
Yes, well, we own a 310, a Cessna 310.
Who are you? Twin. Twin.
But I started, of course, on the, 152, 172.
Right.
And, yes, so I am. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. My son was taking, who, by the way, was my son who at 16 years old when we went to California had to go visit your father's grave. I'm telling you. His license plate, I think I told you this once before, his vanity plate on the front said Dino. And the day he found out that your father passed away, he cried like a baby and he was maybe 15, 16 years old.
Gosh, so you brought him up right.
Oh, absolutely.
How incredible is that?
We had to go to visit your father's grave with a picture of him next to it, or he didn't want to go to California. That was it. I mean, that was the bottom line. But he started
that
flying.
That warms my heart. It's so amazing. And in fact, I was the one who decided to have on his gravestone, it says, Dean Martin, everybody loves somebody.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, and there's always a rose or something in that little vase that's there. Now, I understand that the Memories Are Made of This, though, might be
a movie.
Yes, yes, and we are working on that now. Everything in Hollywood takes forever, so
right.
it seems like it's taking forever. But Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay.
And Joe?
And Joe Mantegna, Joe has done so much. He's
yes.
going to direct it. And the very lovely Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to play me.
Oh, really?
That's very exciting. She's a wonderful actress
yes,
and a very
is.
Good singer, too.
Yes, yes.
And we look very similar. And so now, well, trying to get that screenplay written and then figure out who could play Dean Martin.
How about
uh-huh.
me?
You?
Of course.
Let's see. Now, are you a really good actor, Ruth?
Now, let me tell you something. I'm a singer, and I do a medley of your dad's hits. Including the one that I, you know, of course, I'm Italian, so I have to do, you know, Return to Me and everything else.
Of course.
But if you don't do Houston, you're just not going to do it, you know.
Going back to Houston.
Now, Joe would play a good role as your dad.
He did in that Rat Pack movie.
That's right.
And he was, it was so nice to watch him because he was respectful. And he played Dean Martin the way he should be. Cool.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that, you know, sometimes when I see these Dean Martin impersonators and they're playing my father real drunk and things like that, it's just...
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's just disgusting.
Bob Anderson does a nice routine.
Oh, Bob is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, his hands even become larger.
I know. Well, that's funny. He becomes everybody he plays.
Yeah, I know he does. I know. He becomes Tony
when
Bennett.
When he does Tom Jones and his eyes or like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's unbelievable. I'm anxious about this movie. I'll be honest with you, Dina. I'm really excited about that.
So am I.
You know I mentioned to you the last time that I bought a Stutz Blackhawk like your father had.
Uh-huh.
And when I show it at car shows, I actually show two people in that car. Three. I have a picture of Elvis, I have a picture of Sammy Davis, and the one right in the middle is your dad next to his Stutz. This is the shot. He's standing in front of the house. His collar is up.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, that was at 601 Mountain Drive in Beverly Hills.
Wow. Yeah, great picture. I love that picture. You live in California, and you live in Branson. Do you have some Branson dates coming up?
Now, I don't know that I'm going to be doing shows here in Branson unless it's for the vets.
Okay.
Because I am mainly traveling all around. When we come to Branson, it's so nice to, we chill out, and I've probably just enough time to change horses and then out on the road again.
Well, let me know the next time you go out and change horses out there, okay? But in the meantime, go out and get Dina Martin, White Christmas. This has got to be playing on your CD player on Christmas.
And it's so beautiful. And I'm not just saying this just because it's me. It's just such a good album.
It is.
Put it together so beautifully. My husband, I was a producer, and it's something that everybody needs to have. And just the pictures inside are beautiful. When you have the whole family, the Martins and Sinatras, if they want it personalized, they can go to dinamartin.com or they can get it on Amazon or iTunes. It's really, really well done, and I'm just so proud of how it turned out.
And you should be, and thank you for personalizing it to me. I appreciate that.
Oh, yes. Well, for you, anything.
Oh, well, you're a sweetheart. Go to dinamartin.com. Find out where Dina's going to be playing. Dina, happy holiday, dear. We love you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in April. You have a great holiday.
You too, dear.
Okay,
Dina Martin.
Bye-bye.
Dina Martin has been our guest. She is so nice. What talent. And she has a brand new CD out called Dina Martin, White Christmas. And we will be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended? Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, with the holidays upon us, we got to figure out what to really do to spice up the holiday entertainment. That's the reason why we have our next guest with us. It's the holiday wine, cheese, and chocolate pairings with Sarah Tracy, who is a professional sommelier and founder of the Lush Life blog. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Ron. It's so nice to talk to you.
I am a big fan of what you do. These pairings with wines and cheese and chocolate, this is sensational. But where do we start? I mean, because I got to be honest with you. I like to entertain, but I need somebody like you by my side to be able to do it right, impressively, and do it with a little more class than I'll ever have trying to do it.
Well, we try to make it really simple and easy. And the holidays, again, we're gathering friends and family together, but I'd love to do that with just some fabulous wines and some charcuterie boards. And Aldi has appointed the very first ever
charcuterie board of directors. And so we are on hand to give advice and to help guests learn how to build these boards with cured meats and cheeses and festive add-ons and all of the great charcuterie board must-haves.
Okay, so now I learned something today, too, because I don't want to sound like the village idiot, but I never heard of a charcuterie board before. And now when I read about it, I thought to myself, I need a couple of them in my house. So where do we start? What do we do? First of all, do we have to work on a budget or can we do it pretty affordable?
You can definitely do this very affordably at Aldi. They have really everything you need to build a gorgeous board at amazing prices. 1 in 3 of their cheeses and half of their wines are award winners. So you really don't have to worry about, you know, picking something that's not totally delicious. Really everything is going to be just really perfect.
You have been named one of the top 20 wine influencers in the United States and you got a certification from the Court of Master Sommeliers. You are really the person to talk to. Now, let's start with cheese. What is a good cheese with a good wine? And I realize there are 1,000 combinations, but if you were to choose 2, what would you do?
Yes. So if you like a lighter red wine, I am sipping right now on the William Wright Reserve Noir. And because of the lighter red, you want to choose milder cheeses, semi-soft cheeses, and lighter meats that aren't going to overpower the wine. So I love the Emporium Selection Cranberry White Cheddar and the Appleton Farms Prosciutto for that. And one great tip for your listeners is that I love to make mini boards this holiday season, especially if you're social distancing or everybody kind of wants their own little collection. It's really, really fun.
What about chocolate pairings? Because that's important, especially if you're dealing with a sweet wine or a dry wine. I mean, you got to be careful about that. Two different tastes.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite chocolate pairing wine is a Cabernet Sauvignon because a lot of Cabernet does have notes of cocoa in the wine already. So very natural pairing. And the 30 Miles Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon is really delicious with like dark chocolate, chocolate-covered almonds and dark fruit and dried cherries and things like that. But if you're going to do a cheese with the Cabernet, remember, the Cabernet is really robust and full-bodied, so you want to choose more concentrated hard cheeses like an aged Gouda, 1,000-day aged Gouda, and then a more savory rich meat like the Appleton Farms Deli Collection has a range of salami there. These richer bites are going to pair with a more robust wine that has a little tannin like the Cabernet.
I think I love you. You know that, don't you?
Sarah,
when it comes to so many varieties and so many different taste appeals to different people, what do you do when you have company come over? Do you ask them beforehand what their favorite wine, what their favorite cheese is, and then try to figure it out from there? Or just set it there and let them make their own decision? Because everybody's got a different palate, and there are so many that you have.
Well, that's the beauty of a charcuterie board, because they usually have something sweet, something savory, something salty, something crunchy, kind of all on the same board. But my best tip is that the one wine that everybody loves is bubbly. It's sparkling wine. There's a great Prosecco, Belletti Prosecco at Aldi that I really love. And it's light, and it's fizzy, and it's effervescent. And I think it really kind of goes with everything, and everybody really adores it. So Prosecco is definitely your secret weapon around the holiday time. And you can pair it with a Emporium Selection Honey Goat Cheese Love or a Double Cream Brie. And then, yeah, just add some fresh fruit and prosciutto and some specially selected rosemary Italian breadsticks, and you're basically set.
Well, I don't think you need a main course with a appetizer like that. I love cheese, love wine, but I have to ask you a professional question because I take a lot of flack for this, all right? I've gone to wine tasting in the past and just about been thrown out because I will put ice in my wine, all right? Is that couth?
I would say most wine experts would say that's not a great idea just because you're diluting the wine a little bit. You know what a really great tip is, though? To keep some grapes in your freezer, and then you add a couple frozen grapes to your wine, and that way you're going to chill it without diluting it.
Oh.
And it's really fun to drink it that way,
too. Well, if you drink it really quick, you don't give it a chance to actually dissolve the ice.
Yeah, you got to have a straw for that move.
I just like cold. I don't know what it is. And, boy, I tell you, I've taken a lot of flack over the years. You're the go-to wine authority for Martha Stewart Living. Did you always want to do this, Sarah?
You know, I've always loved food, and I think wine is just best sipping companion with food. Yeah, I came to love it more and more, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to work with people like Martha Stewart that are really icons in the world of food and also of wine, and just to help folks at home, you know, demystify it for them. It should be fun. It should be delicious. Should never be intimidating, and there's a lot of information out there with wine, and I'm here to kind of simplify it for everybody.
You know, you're right. There is a lot of information out there, and again, going back to the many different tastes that people have, you get a lot of different variations, so you need somebody like you that knows the bottom line when it comes to this. And is there some place that we could go that we could learn more about it, or just have you over my house for the holidays?
Well, I will come over anytime you want me. But I will say that Aldi.us/charcuterie, also the Aldi Instagram page, and then you can also search the hashtag AllAldi.
Wow, that's sensational. I really appreciate this. And it can be so much fun, and it can be so satisfying when people come over the house and you're giving them something that they enjoy, and you don't have to worry about the fact that they're saying, well, this is the taste of one person, because you've left a lot on the table, and not to use a pun, of great ideas and a variety of ideas. What's the website again?
Aldi.us/charcuterie.
Sarah, have a great holiday season. I know you will be a party animal because everybody will want to come to your house, and I'm one of them, and we look forward to your return. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Great ideas by Sarah Tracy, and she knows how to put those pairings of cheese and chocolate together, and the founder of the Lush Life blog. Nice lady. And now that we are right between Christmas and New Year's, that party week should be handled perfectly with a lot of the suggestions that Sarah made. Great for New Year's Eve. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today on this Christmas weekend. Merry Christmas, everybody. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Lee Greenwood, Dina Martin, and Sarah Tracy. Next hour, it's a very special feature. In all my years of broadcasting, I have never done this. I'm going to spend the better part of the hour with my wife, Claudia, and my two sons, Scott and Chris, and we're going to talk about Christmas memories in the Segi family. I hope that you enjoy this because my two sons are very, very quick on the draw. It's going to be a fun time, and I hope you enjoy it. And then we'll end things out that hour with Mario Armstrong. And, of course, he's a digital lifestyle expert. Tell us how to spend our Christmas money on new digital stuff. That's all coming up next hour.